Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and numbers reflect you.
Your busy Sunday as we consciously come into communion with the ground of our being, God in us as us. I keep re-emphasizing God in us, as often as I can, because there will always be times when we are experiencing something going on that is challenging us in our lives, when there will be a sense of separation in consciousness, or perhaps another way to look at it, a disconnect in a conscious awareness of the presence of the divine life right where we are. And so I keep reminding myself and all of you that God is not a far off God. God is a presence that is right where we are, that operates in the present moment. And so, my beloveds, as we continue into the third week of Advent, this week's theme is love. It's a much overused word, and sometimes a misunderstood word. Love is not something that is abstract. It's very much tangible and actionable. Love, as I decided, concluded, or was inspired, whatever adjective fits, when I was writing my dissertation, it all came down to that love is kindness, and kindness is service. I looked at all the various ways we could think of love, what love was, because the thesis was based on the commandment of Jesus, that we were to love God with all our heart and mind and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so I looked at all the various ways of loving God, of loving our neighbor, of loving ourselves. And ultimately, I realized love is kindness. Kindness is service. It's part of what being human is, loving and caring about God, each other, and ourselves. It isn't about necessarily the putting up of Christmas trees and decorations, which came about in the 16th century, around thereabouts, when we imported the idea from Germany. But it's about opening up our hearts and sharing love with friends and family and even people you don't know. Love is the reason for life and living, not the conditional love that we practice, but unconditional love, agape love. It is through this unconditional love that our teacher and Yeshua, our beloved Jesus, demonstrated compassion and forgiveness. It always comes back to looking at what he taught as the example, not the exception, but the example of how we were supposed to live and to love. The true meaning of the season is that Christmas is love. And we express this love through service and kindness. It's a time to recommit ourselves to embodying, expressing, experiencing the love of Christ in not only our personal relationships, but all our interactions. To extend at this busy week when patience will become thin, tempers short, as we're busy trying to complete our to-do list, grabbing that last present, shopping for the food. I know that when we're in the supermarkets and it's crowded and people are there either blocking the aisles with their trolleys or running into the back of you, it's easy to forget about compassion or love or kindness. So let us be intentional that in this Advent week of love, we show it not only to ourselves, our family, our friends, but whoever we're interacting with. Let us demonstrate kindness and compassion to those who are in need. Let us have authentic connections with people. Don't just ask the usual glib, how are you, and then drift off into wherever you are in your mind. But truly listen. And just practice this. If that's all you can do, is to send light from your heart to every other heart that you meet, that you encounter, or even that you know about or hear about the other side of the globe. As we expand this light, I remember our teacher said that we were to be the light in this world. This is a time when we look around and see all that is happening, we hear what's going on in the news, and truly, this is a time when we each individually and collectively need to be expressing more light and love in ourselves and for each other. Someone once said that the most powerful impact that you can have in this world is simply choosing to be kind. And I love the quote that I sent out with you to you yesterday, Linda Willis, who said, the true spirit of Christmas is love. Another quote that I cannot pass up and not share is by George MacDougall. He said, best of all, Christmas means a spirit of love, a time when the love of God and the love of our fellow man should prevail over all hatred and bitterness. A time when our thoughts and deeds and the spirit of our lives manifest the presence of God. So this Advent week of love, the invitation is, how are you going to manifest the love of God in all of your interactions? The Bible features constantly different admonitions about love, that we should love our neighbor, that we should love our God, that we should love the world and care for it. We're told the reason is that Jesus gave his life because God so loved the world. Love is the heart of everything we should be expressing. And love is to be found in the other major traditions as well. In Islam, the Muslims learn that Allah will love them if they do good, act rightly, and love him. In Sikhism, love means love of God and his creation. In Hinduism, love can be an enlightened love for all or earthly love for one or oneself. And in many polytheistic religions throughout time, there has always been a god or goddess of love. When I look to see how many times did Jesus tell us to love, according to the New King James Version, at least 5 times. In John 13:34, he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and that you also love one another. John 13:35, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John 15:17, these things I command you, that you love one another. John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. You see, when you want to break down Christianity in its simplistic terms, we were told to love one another, pure and simple. And yet we get it so convoluted in deciding what it is we think Jesus told us or wants us to do. And it is to remember that these were man-made instructions. It was very simple. This is the commandment I give to you, love, love, love. So my actual sacred text this morning says, let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Colossians 3:14 says, above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. 1 John 3:18, little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in action. So my story that I want to share with you this morning. Oh, I didn't make a note of the author. But it says, Christmas is for love. It is for joy, for giving and sharing, for laughter, for reuniting with family and friends, for tinsel and brightly covered packages. But mostly, Christmas is for love. I had not believed this until a small elf-like pupil with wide-eyed innocence and soft rosy cheeks gave me a wondrous gift one Christmas. Mark was 11 years old, and he was orphaned and lived with his aunt, a bitter middle-aged woman, greatly annoyed with the burden of caring for her dead sister's son. She never failed to remind young Mark, if it hadn't been for her generosity, he would be a vagrant, a homeless waif. Still, with all the scolding and chilliness at home, He was a sweet and gentle child. I had not noticed Mark particularly until he began staying after class each day, at the risk of arousing his aunt's anger, so I learned later, to help me straighten up the room. We did this quietly and comfortably, not speaking much, but enjoying the solitude of that hour of the day. When we did talk, Mark spoke mostly of his mother. Though he was quite young when she died, he remembered a kind, gentle, loving woman who always spent time with him. As Christmas drew near, Mark, however, failed to stay after school each day. I looked forward to his coming, and when the days passed and he continued to scamper hurriedly from the room after class, I stopped him one afternoon and asked him why he no longer helped me in the room. I told him how I missed him and how his large brown eyes lit up eagerly as he replied, "Did you really miss me?" I explained how he had been my best helper. "I was making you a surprise," he whispered confidentially. "It's for Christmas." With that, he became embarrassed and dashed from the room. He didn't stay after school anymore after that. Finally came the last day of school before Christmas, and Mark crept slowly into the room later that afternoon with his hands concealing something behind his back. "I have your present," he said timidly. When I looked up, "I hope you like it." He held out his hands, and there lying in his small palms was a tiny wooden box. "It's beautiful, Mark. Is there something in it?" I asked, opening the top to look inside. "Oh, you can't see what's in it," he replied, "and you can't touch it or taste it or feel it. But Mother always says it makes you feel good all the time, warm on cold nights and safe when you're all alone." I gazed into the empty box. "What is it, Mark?" I asked gently, "that will make me feel so good?" "It's love," he whispered. "And Mother always says it's best when you give it away." He turned quietly and left the room. So now, I keep a small box made of wood on the piano in my living room, and only smile as inquiring friends raise quizzical eyebrows when I explain to them there is love in it. Yes, Christmas is for gaiety and mirth and wondrous gifts, but mostly Christmas is for love. I was touched and moved by that story because love really is only love and it can only truly multiply as we give it away. And not just to our friends and family. The invitation is that love is kindness and it is service. So I'd like to suggest three things, and there are many that you can look at to demonstrate the true meaning of love, because it's not just found in presents under the tree or the festive decoration, but it's the connections we make with other people who you will never know or will never know what you did to support or help them. It is truly prioritizing kindness and service and compassion throughout this season. So here's three things, two of which I support. The third one I possibly will. So I always support crisis at Christmas. I'm always grateful for the recognition that I have food to sit down or friends that invite me over. So if you can, give something so someone homeless can have lunch. Another that I supported refuge. Many women flee domestic violence with their kids and sometimes only with the clothes on their backs. Giving someone that gift who's escaped abuse is life-changing. And this is a new one I came across. It's called the Book Trust. And it's for children who are in care, because Christmas is a particularly tough time. And many of them do not receive anything through the post, so the Book Trust buys a gift for them and sends them this book through the post. But there are tons of other sources and charities and ways you can be of service, whether you volunteer, whether you give your time or your treasure. This invitation for Advent is truly, how are we showing up, expressing the love of God that is in all of us? My poem this morning is by, I don't have a name for the author of this poem. It's entitled, May This Christmas Be the First of Many. May this Christmas be the first of many, each more joyous in our growing love, revealing more happiness than any, riches might provide or pain remove. Years flow like an unrepentant river, carrying the soil of life away, holding far more than they can deliver, rushing past the certitudes that stay. In love, there is an instance of forever, so shy and lovely it eludes the eye, the sense of being home when we're together, more enduring than a reason why, as love is born of passion, born by will, so may for many years we choose love still. Our Science Abound reading this morning is entitled Relational Wholeness. The first quote is from Edwin Markham. He drew a circle that shut me out, heretic rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. A second quote from Ernest Holmes. Love is the sole impulse for creation. And the person who does not have love as the greatest incentive in life has never developed the real creative instinct. No one can swing out into the universe without love, for the whole universe is based upon it. The author writes, all healing comes from one source, God, of course, but always in the form of love. God and love are inseparable, synonymous. We can't be aware of love and simultaneously feel separate from the divine. A method I've used for many years to create healthy relationships is to observe the actions of a person. From their actions, I surmise their nature and their natural way of being. If they lie to me, I can expect them to lie again. If their life is filled with drama, I can expect that to continue. If integrity guides their words and actions, I can trust that this is their natural way of being. With this awareness, I do not judge what I observe, nor do I expect them to change, although they might. As a result, when their nature is revealed again, I'm not surprised or victimized. They continue to demonstrate what I already knew, which leaves me free to love them unencumbered. Saying I love you to people in the quintessential blessing. Offer it as often as you can, and at the same time, expect everyone to be true to their nature. My beloved, if love is the reason for the season, and the reason for love is service and kindness, then let us do our part to be more loving, as we have been told that is our purpose. So this morning, our meditation, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. It's by Reverend Sunshine Day. Love is for everyone. So as always, we bring our attention to our breath, the natural inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and expansion. always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, breathe in the life-giving, renewing, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. Slowly. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, please. Now affirm for yourself. I believe in the eternal Spirit Divine and nothing else. I call Spirit by the names Divine Life and Love. Divine Life is whole, perfect, complete, omnipresence, omnipotent, and omniscience. Love has created everything from within itself. There is only love. And everything lives, moves, and exists in love. Everything comes from love and goes back to love. Divine life expresses through me as love. That which is true of Spirit is true of me and true of all. There is nothing that can ever separate me from Spirit. Spirit in human form is what I am. Love is what I am. Love is what everything is. I accept and speak this word to be so for myself and on behalf of humanity. I declare and affirm all thoughts, feelings, and actions are aligned with the indwelling vibration of love. I rejoice in the release of any doubts or fears and open up to the limitless love that flows throughout the universe. All thoughts or beliefs that are not associated with love and now dissolved, and thoughts of kindness, compassion, and understanding flow freely. Love is our GPS. Love radiates in the interconnectedness of all. The divine spark in every person is seen, and all people are treated with love, kindness, and respect. I am a vessel of love, and I use it to transform any situation or circumstance into an opportunity for growth and understanding. Humanity awakens to its spiritual magnificence I love out loud, bravely, boldly, and authentically. In deep gratitude for this truth and its manifestation, I release this affirmative prayer into the law. It is done in spirit and on earth. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow that beautiful reflective meditation to resound within your being, to saturate your heart, your consciousness, your egoic nature of what love is and what love does. I invite you to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time as we enter consciously into community connection with our divine, beloved Mother, Father, God. That is right where we are. We are not praying to a God somewhere off in the sky, in the heavens, wherever we deem that to be, but to a God that is right at the heart, in our heart of hearts, that is at the center of our physical form. Our human body temple houses the Holy of Holies. Mother, Father, God, divine, beloved, thou who art known by many names. As we consciously come this morning into communion with you at this Advent week, asking that you touch our hearts and minds to remember that our reason for being is to love, that every part and particle of our being houses your spirit, which is love. That we love in deed and not just in word. That we behold all humanity as worthy of being loved or loving, worthy of compassion, of kindness, worthy of being of service to. We forget that Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Palestine, and that he too became a refugee as he had to escape the wrath of Herod. Let us open our hearts to look beyond the labels, look beyond the prejudices, look beyond the things we think separate us, and open our hearts to express love, to be love, to walk in love, to speak love, to demonstrate love. Our teacher and way-shower commanded us that we were to love one another as he loved us. It is often easy for us to do for those near and dear, but let us extend it further and afield. Let us extend it to those who will not know that we have donated or given our time or service to bless them. For we know that you know our actions. You know what is in our innermost hearts. And so, Mother, Father, God, let us know that as we are doing a kindness, doing it in service, we are doing it to you. This is how we love you with all our heart, mind, and soul. Mother, Father, God, there is so much that is happening across the world. It is so challenging to hear, so distressing to read, to know, to feel so helpless, to feel overwhelmed. But if we remember that we are to be the light of the world, let us share our light. Let us send out light into the darkness. Remember that teacher said that we were to be the light to which the darkness can dispel. So let our light that we send forth include love and peace. peace, oneness, acceptance, kindness for all who are in need at this time. Whether it be in our community, our nation, or any nation across this globe, we put all the needs of every sentient being, the wing, the fin, the hoof, the two-legged, the four-legged, before you now, knowing that you who are the creator and sustainer of all are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And that whilst you will use us to be your hands and feet upon this ground, you will do a perfect work in and through us for all of creation, for all of life. Mother, Father, God, there are not enough words that I know to express the needs for each and every one. You know, those of us that are in need of a healing, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial. You know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. So I give thanks for your healing for each and every one of us here on the phone, those that will listen later. Healing for our world. I can only say thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. I'll take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud. I'm enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands over your heart and affirm, I am loving, loved, and lovable. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phone for this morning's affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. I live in a circle of love.
I live in a circle of love.
That has no beginning and no end.
That has no beginning and no end.
Where all is well.
Where all is well.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentments are dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
I am human in expression.
I am human in expression.
Divine in creation.
Divine in creation.
And limitless in potentiality.
And limitless in potentiality.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, love is the bridge between you and everything. So my beloved, as we come to the end of our third Advent theme of love, my closing benediction will be people of love. Let love live in your heart and share the love of Christ with all you meet. Share love by loving those you see regularly. Start by loving your community. Share love by loving those you do not know. How do your actions affect the rest of God's creation? Share love by praying for our world. In this Advent season, we need to see, feel, and share love. As you go out into the wonder of God's creation, share love, joy, peace, and hope with those you meet. May your love flow in great abundance without end. And so it is. So my closing song is truly beautiful. It's by Sarah Bareilles, and it's entitled Love is Christmas. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Gifts are out, or there's nothing here to prove. Love.
Truly beautiful. Sarah Bareilles, Love is Christmas. My beloveds, on this final week counting down to Christmas, may you have peace in your heart, and may you express love as service and kindness. Until next week, peace and blessings.